A bill to block a threatened railroad strike is headed to President Biden for his signature. The U.S. Senate gave final approval today to imposing a settlement on freight railroads and labor unions. The five-year deal includes 24% pay raises. It passed 80 to 15. Senators rejected a separate measure to grant 7 days of paid sick leave for rail workers. The U.S. Supreme Court says that the Biden administration's plan for sweeping student debt forgiveness will stay on hold for now. Instead, the court agreed today to rule on whether the program is constitutional by early next summer. In the meantime, a presidential pause on loan repayments will continue. And a U.S. federal appeals court has halted a special master's review of classified documents that the FBI took from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. It marked a victory for the Justice Department, clearing the way for it to use all the records seized in the August search for its criminal investigation. President Biden welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House today amid antagonism over a newly minted climate law. The French leader had charged that subsidies for American-made electric vehicles and other technology will hurt European companies. But at a joint news conference, Mr. Biden said that was never the bill's intention, and he offered reassurance.
There's obviously going to be glitches in it and need to reconcile changes in it. But the essence of it is we're going to make sure that the United States continues, and just as I hope Europe will be able to continue, not to have to rely on anybody else's supply chain.
Mr. Biden also said that he is willing to speak with Russia's President Vladimir Putin if Putin shows an interest in ending his war in Ukraine. More cities across China loosened COVID-19 restrictions today after mass protests last weekend. In the south, traffic flowed again in the city of Guangzhou as workers took down roadblocks and dismantled outdoor testing sites. Reuters reported Chinese authorities plan to allow some, or rather to allow home isolation and to reduce mass testing. The United Nations is appealing for a record $51.5 billion in humanitarian aid for 2023. Now, that is up 25% from this year. The world body estimated today that nearly 340 million people worldwide will need help. That's roughly the population of the United States.
The needs are going up because we've been smitten by the war in Ukraine, by COVID, by climate. And I fear that 2023 is going to be an acceleration of all those trends.
The UN's aid appeal is more than five times the amount it needed just a decade ago. Back in this country, closing arguments began in New York in the criminal tax fraud trial against the Trump Organization. Defense lawyers told the jury that a longtime finance chief and not the company was to blame for executives evading taxes on company perks. Prosecutors rejected that claim and said the company is still liable. Jury deliberations are expected to begin next week. A top financial regulator pressed Congress today for stronger oversight of cryptocurrency now that the FTX exchange has collapsed. Rostam Benham chairs the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. He urged senators to act soon on a bill establishing a regulatory framework.
Strengthening the bill and filling the gaps is one thing. We need to move forward as soon as possible. We don't want this to happen again in the next few months and have the risk of customers losing money because of these gaps.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is also pushing to be the prime regulator of crypto. On Wall Street, stocks came back to earth after yesterday's big rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 194 points to close at 34,395. The Nasdaq rose 14 points. The S&P 500 slipped 3. And baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry died today at his home in South Carolina. He played from 1962 to 1983 and was the first to win a Cy Young Award as outstanding pitcher in both leagues. For years, Perry befuddled opponents and umpires with his spitball, doctored with saliva or another substance. He later said he would touch his head or jersey just to get hitters worried. Gaylord Perry was 84 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, former President Obama tries to give Senator Warnock a boost in Georgia's runoff. Turkey complicates the fight against ISIS with attacks against Kurdish military bases. The mayor of New York City orders some homeless people to be involuntarily hospitalized, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.